to page 98, Ois Yud, Simon Reish Samach Vav. Reish Samach Vav, Halacha Yud, Sif Katan Yud. Okay, is it working? Is it working now? Okay. Ois Yud, with Ute Mihani. The main sugya that we are discussing is doing a bris mila on Shabbos, Chil Shabbos. What exactly are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? So the mila itself, of course, you can do and you can administer any medication after the bris mila, but you're not allowed to, halacha l'maisa, we're passing, you're not allowed, the machshirei mitzvah are osir. This is the sugya in Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila in Masechta Shabbos, the very famous Perek sugya. Rabbi Eliezer de Mila holds that you can do everything on Shabbos. He holds the opinion that you can even make the knife. It's Shabbos, you can make the knife. You go to the blacksmith and you take some raw material and you fashion a knife and you carry the knife to the place where the baby is found and you make the medicines. It's a hiddur to do all of the things on Shabbos. Even the machshire. Halacha l'maisa, we don't do that. Halacha l'maisa, we just finished learning over here, is that anything that could have been done before Shabbos may not be done on Shabbos, even if that means the bris mila will not be done on Shabbos, you'll have to delay till the next day. What about having a goy do it for you? So we learned the sheet is very clear that anything which is a deraisa, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do. Anything which is a derabanan, then it's a shvus, the shvus, b'mukai mitzvah, it is mutter. Utimihani arabasenu harama, shabarachayim is the simon reisha invav a sif base kasa v'yeshonim the mutu lomer lakum shlahalik loiner lesuda shabbos mishum the sfilay the mutu amiru liakum afilu b'mlochum b'gmura b'makay mitzvah. So now he's getting a little bit of the sugi of amiru liakum, a goy. Now you're allowed to tell the goy to turn on the lights, to light a candle. The Rama says yes, that this is a melacha d'oraisa, to light a ner. And the Rama says that it's mutter. Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't understand the Rama. I don't understand how the Rama can say that you can tell a goy to do a melacha d'oraisa Friday night so you can eat by candlelight, because the mitzvah is a mitzvah. V'yesh l'hachn mokim sh'ein tzach gadol. The Rama does conclude, ad kan l'shaynoi, that I know what I'm saying is a bit controversial, and therefore if you do not need to do so, you should be machmer not to ask a goy to do for you a melacha d'oraisa afil b'mokim mitzvah. V'zeu daso itur, shehevi haran, soy per reish aleph dalid, the Omar Lay doesn't make sense. Soif Perik. The thing is Reish Aleph Dalet. Doesn't make sense. So therefore, the Ramosh Shita, that you can tell a guy to light a candle for you Friday night, do a melacha deraisa, is rooted in the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer in the Sefta in Paragraph of the Mila that says that you can tell a guy to do Mulacha deraisa for you for the Bris Mila. That's the Iter. The Iter Laman Mizel Gam L'Shar Mitzvah, same way he holds that when it comes to Bris Mila, you can tell a guy to do Mulacha deraisa. So too, when it comes to any other mitzvah, you can tell a guy to do Mulacha deraisa. The Davar Tamua. So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's a big enough Chiddush to say that you can follow the Iter when it comes to Bris Mila, which is a Naseh Sheyesh by Chorus. But to go so far and say that you can follow the Shita So Iter and tell a Goy do a Melacha Deraisa when it comes to a Suda Shabbos, which is a Derabanan, the Dover Tmua de la Suda Shabbos Hevi Deya Zo, Uve Mila Atzma Shein Lamala Himen, Leheviya. So first of all, so how could it be that the only place where the Ramah brings down this Halacha is by a Suda Shabbos, which is a very lightweight mitzvah relative to the heavyweight mitzvah of Bris Mila, and by Bris Mila the Rama did not bring down the halacha that you can tell a goy to make for you a knife on or bring the baby on Shabbos. If he allows you to do this by a Suda Shabbos in a situation where there's a very great need to have light when you eat, Al achas kam v'kam, when it comes to Bris Mila, which achiv aasei sheyesh v'karis bezman, certainly it should be mutter. And yet the Rama was silent. V'yein lo masha somach b'kam masha b'arachayim din kain. Don't go give me the answer, the common answer that you'll tell me it's the Rama said it by Arachayim. So it's not necessary for the Rama to repeat himself in Yerodea. That's not a good answer. The Rama does so. The Rama all the time, even the halachas, they stay in Shulchan Aruch, you go from place to place. Like the Rama commonly does, he always reads, he always cross sections, other sections of Shulchan Aruch. V'tzarach leimar, the sphere lay, the rak b'mokim mitzvah iveres, yesh lismeich al zeh, so he's saying, the Aruch HaShulchan over here is saying an incredible chiddush, even though it's talking through the Shabbos, is a lightweight mitzvah relative to Bris Milah. Bris Milah, we're dealing over here, Yud Gimel Brisa, Shekoras Hashem, Bris Milah, whole Yadus is built upon Bris Milah. It's chorus. Yet, in one respect, Bris Milah is much more kal. I can do the Bris tomorrow. I can do it on Sunday. But the Suda Shabbos, if I'm not going to eat on Shabbos, I'm not going to eat. It's gone. It's either now or never. Unbelievable. So therefore, yesh lismeich alzev v'loy b'milah. Dim lo yomul hayom yomul amachar. V'yavgav the milah b'zmana mitzah rabah. Oh, milah b'zmana. Who's not going to want a milah b'zmana? How is your child going to look at you in the eye the rest of your life? The rest of your life, the child will have tainus. One day he'll be a big rebbe. He'll be a big rebbe, and he's mamish. He was planning to be Mashiach. He was holding adat. He already rallied the whole Klal Yisrael to be Mashiach. And then one blogger says, how could he be Mashiach? He didn't have Mila Bizman. How could the Mashiach not have Mila Bizman? Uchatchila should have been Nolan Mohol. Okay, he wasn't Nolan Mohol. But at least Mila Bizman. Right? So how could this child look his father in the eye? So the father should say, I have to, no choice. I'm Yul Yakim. I have to tell the guy to do it. No, the Afal Gav, the Mila Bizman, the Mitzvah Rabbihi. It's not the end of the world. You can do it tomorrow. So this is an amazing thing over here. Still in the Ramah, Peldik is still in the Ramah. It's a good topic for discussion. Good chomer for a drasha at a bris milah. The fathers are always looking for a good Torah to darshan at the bris milah. No one's listening to a word they say anyway. Everyone's out the door with a bagel in their hands. What?
Without,
you don't need it. But minig is, you should say a Dvar Torah. So it's
a good matter,
good material is the stira in the Ramah. To ask a guy to be Mechalel Shabbos, there is no mention, because he's obviously not following the Shitas HaItur. Yet when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, he mentions the Shitas HaItur, you can have a guy, do Melacha Dera, and even Melacha Dera Isa. How do we answer the stira in the Ramah? Aruch HaShulchan gives an answer. The answer, a mitzvah, there is a very shocking answer to say such a thing, that Shabbos, through the Shabbos is a mitzvah iveres, Mila is not iveres, even though it's not going to be bizman. That's the answer to the stira. But the bottom line is that you're not allowed to tell a guy. The one thing you take away from this lamaskon is that even the Ramad seems to say that you're not allowed to tell a guy to do for you a malacha de iraisa that could have been done Erev Shabbos to do a bris mila, even though it's going to mean the bris mila is cancelled. The bris mila is cancelled. Full Shabbos goes so far. Last night I was going home from Yeshiva, so we're having this amazing discussion. He mentioned this is about Lag Ba'omer, the Kiddush of Chil Shabbos. So Yom Atzmaot. Okay, this is a Pella, it's Ramesh Pella. Yom Atzmaot this year is Nidche, because the 2 days have to go together. The way they do in Eretz Yisrael is Yom HaZikaron, Yom Atzmaot, 2 days have to go together. Therefore, it falls out on Sunday, Monday. It's a no-go, because it's going to be Chil Shabbos in preparation for the first of these 2 days. So therefore, the Rabbanut, much to their credit, has succeeded in changing the minog, making it a nidcha. That's an incredible feat. And that's an awesome, awesome feat, is that probably most of the time, I think statistically speaking, it's at least 50% of the time, maybe more, is on a Wednesday. Otherwise, what's 70% of the time? So probably 70, 80% of the time, though, then it's Chol Shabbos the other way around. Chol Shabbos when
you finish with the parade, you have to go home.
I don't know the details. But it's an incredible feat they pulled off. It's awesome. They pulled off to be Nizi. You talk about the Medina. That itself is to celebrate. It goes to show the chashivas of religion, of Kedusha Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael, is that on their 4th of July, the Makpid, there should not be Chil Shabbos. What a zechus. What an incredible zechus. Is that mamish no, there's a hashar for the whole Medina. There should be no Chil Shabbos. It's an awesome zechus for Klal Yisrael.
That's what happened.
Yeah, that's the way it is now. It's been like this already for 20, 30 years already, like this. It's been like this, and they've been doing this. It's an official holiday in Israel. There's no work. All the stores are closed. There are a lot of legal issues. It's an official holiday. It's a big holiday in Eretz Yisrael. And they're very makbid. So the question is, it's very, very shocking, is that Lag BaOmer this year is Mitzvah Shabbos. And it's acknowledged there's going to be massive Chil Shabbos in preparation for Lag BaOmer. The police, that over more than 500,000 people are going to ascend to Meiron for Lag BaOmer.
The Rav Rashi of Meiron yesterday came out with a das that it's an usher to have enlightenment before 4 in the morning.
4 in the morning.
Get on the buses at 12, if Shabbos is over at 9, and get on 12, so you have time to get on Meiron.
And the reason why 12 is because all the bus companies, most of the people that are involved in security and in transportation are not religious. The chilonim, and they're all going to make the hachanis preparation to arrange their schedule to take 500,000 people to Meiron on Shabbos is over on Shabbos. Just that's just a reality. It's just a reality from the IDF, the police, and all of the people who work in the transportation industry.
Usually, what happens is a bunch of rebbes go for Shabbos.
Yeah, right. So the rebbes, the Haredim, are not in Mechal Shabbos. That we know. But we're dealing with security and with transportation, and the Hamoim, the people who are involved in these two areas, it's just a reality. That's how it's going to be. There's nothing you can do. It doesn't matter. That's not. The fact is now it's been done, especially in preparation for. So it's a very big problem. Why? So this is what the people in the car, they were asking, why doesn't the Rabbanut, why don't they come out and say, that's it. So don't go to Meiron. So go to Meiron by day. You should go to Meiron by day. You want a hadlaka, so you can do hadlaka locally. In Beis Shemesh have a hadlaka, in Yerushalayim have a hadlaka. Why does it have to be that there's a hadlaka at night in Meiron? You want to be preserved a minute to go to Meiron, so you can go to Meiron by day. So in the morning, Alei Sashachar, you can get on a bus, you can go to Meiron. You can have Adlaka, so you can have Adlaka by day also. It's not the end of what have Adlaka by day. You want to have Adlaka at night, you can have it locally. It has to be Meiron. The degree of Chil Shabbos is Noir of Oyam. And look, the Medina itself is Makbid, not in Mechal, not on Chil Shabbos when it comes to Atzma'ot and Yom HaZikara. So why can't there be, this is a very, very difficult question, why hasn't the Gedolei Yisrael stepped up to the plate and made takanas? This is a serious takana. A serious takana.
The truth is, though, having been there, the Haredi Olam comes at night. The Chilonim come by daytime.
But it doesn't matter. It's not the people who are coming. We're dealing with security. We're dealing with the army and with the security of the police and with transportation industry. Every single bus in Israel is utilized for Lag BaOmer. There's not a bus that has an engine that is ticking, that is not used to bring people to their own. And all of these things require enormous preparation. They have to clean the bus, they have to fuel the buses, they have to get the personnel. People have to be in the right place in the right time. There's enormous logistics that go on in traffic and security. It's not to be believed what's going on. And it's a takapella. Why have not the Gedolei Yisrael stepped up to address the issue of Chil Shabbos, especially when they have taken care of this when it comes to something which was even more impossible to do? It's more impossible to take care of the issue of Atzma. So this is yet Oid Chazoin Lamoid. I believe that yet in the future, this obviously there's going to be a Kol Kore. There has to be some type of change. Look, you're learning over here when it comes to Bris Mila. Look at Bris Mila. Cancel the Bris. I can tell the guy to go bring the baby. No, telling the guy to bring the baby is Chil Shabbos Daraisa. Amir Liakum is also, even when it comes to Chil Shabbos Daraisa, so cancel the bris, so you'll have the bris tomorrow. Mila Bizman, but Mila Bizman, no, Mila Bizman is not Mila Bizman. What's more important, Mila Bizman or going to Lag BaOmer to Meiron? What's more important? What going? Mila Bizman is more important than going to Meiron. So how you talking? So there's a zilzul in Kiddush Shabbos. It's really something which has to be understood and addressed. Next, Halacha Yud Alfechein Ein Sechakim Samamonim B'Shabbos Kedlamil. You're not allowed to go and grind up the ingredients B'Shabbos Kedlamil V'Loy Mechan Lechan. Anything, all the ingredients. If you did not prepare the medicine in advance, I'm going to go to the pharmacist. The boy says, oh, you forgot to bring the medicine. So you know what? I'll send the guy to the pharmacy to go buy the medicine. You can't do that. You can't go prepare the medicine. You're not allowed to grind the medicine. You're not allowed to heat up hot water. To make the compress. You're not allowed to go and grind up wine. That's from the B'chol Eilu Yesh Malacha Deraisa. V'yalka Malacha Derabani Kamoi Trifas Yayin V'Shemen. To crush it and to mix it very well, which is the nearly the less bezeiser de oiraisa. So I'm not exactly sure. I don't know these halachas. The difference exactly how you prepare wine and oil. Sometimes in melacha deraisa, sometimes only with the rabbanim. So if you go and you crush and you mix it, it's not necessarily a melacha deraisa only with the rabbanim. You call malkum kevin shohiyah biyachiles. La soitz me'erev Shabbos, osir b'Shabbos, it is forbidden. So what do you do? So there is a solution. There is a solution. You can't eat mechal Shabbos, but you can chew it. In other words, you can do it in a way where it's not loyes b'shinov al-yidei shinoi de'ein b'zeh gedim melacha klal. So you're not doing a melacha, period. Not deraisa, not midrabon, v'chein loy tov v'yayim v'shem me'erev Shabbos. Noisin zebi atzmoi v'zebi atzmoi. So you put each wine and oil on the wound individually. Now, I don't know what they're doing over this, we'll do b'zman hazeh. It seems that they would put wine and oil on the wound. Is that what they did? So, and they would put it, they would mix
it. The wine has
medicinal properties?
Yeah.
Suddenly they find it. Ei noisin zeh chilek l'amun. Do not make a choluk. What's a choluk? Shadarkan hoyalasa is kimin kis dochuk umalbishin es hamila ad hoatara. It's a certain type of bandage, a specialized, a customized bandage for the aver mila. The koshin kshan kidei shelo yachzer ha'or lechasa sagid. And this is another technique they prevent that the or. To prevent it from covering, from regrowing, or something like that. So you can't do this. You cannot make this customized bandage that they, in ancient times they would apply to the wound. You now let him make it on Shabbos, Chol Shabbos. The most you can do is some ratut, a shmata. You can take some improvised garment and use it as an improvised bandage. Bandage. The im gam zelo hizn b'yoshabi of Shabbos korech ala etzboi. So then you can wrap a shmat around your finger, a trick. You wrap a shmat around your finger, put a bandage on your own wound, and then go to the bris milah, and then take off your bandage and put the bandage on the baby. Assuming your hands are clean, right?
So you,
what?
Second-hand
a second-hand bandage. You have to find a solution that does not violate the melacha d'raisa, not even melacha d'rabbanan. Malbush. You want to bring a bandage. A bandage is called a malbush. So if you need to bring someone else a bandage, it's a very good solution. You put a bandage on your body, on your own body, and you go into your location. Then you can take off your bandage and give it to them. It's malbush. And don't do this through, only do this through a chatzar. Even this, it's not so simple. He says, you only can do this, I've had to do this through a rishus, if it's a rishus, not from the rice. From the rice, even that you should not do. Your base.
Don't cross
those far courts. Or even, we learned yesterday, even a dead end street, it's not so simple. Now all of this, making the medication, if you know in advance about the medication, has not been prepared, so don't cancel the bris milah. We don't have the medication. To make the medication, we need to mechal Shabbos Taraisa. Okay, Rabbi Sai, thank you for coming. The bris milah is canceled. You can leave your presence here. You can come back tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have another leftovers. Stale bagels. Still is. But let's say they do the bris milah, and after the bris milah has already been done, the Moya looks in his kit. He looks in his briefcase. Oh, guess what? I forgot the medicine. He only first realizes that he forgot the medicine after he did the bris milah. So now it's already after the fact, it's already sakonis nefashai, so now you can machal Shabbos, whatever you need to do to heal the baby, you can go to the pharmacy, you can do whatever you need to do to heal the baby. Because they call him a mila. Avlemalu, b'Shabbos, v'nispazru has some mimonim. Okay, the medicine already disappeared. Oysha shachu, they brought she'ain, so they forgot they don't have some mimonim. Oysim lo yakol b'Shabbos, so now already it's after the fact. Kachol, Shabbos kibachol, v'nish, sakon, hilo, it's a sakon, v'havi kachol, michol, Now what happens? Here's the interesting shot. Let's say I was a good guy. I did everything. I made every single thing prepared. Everything was prepared. But then it disappeared. So this is a very big shaila what you do. I made all the prep. I'm not a pusheya. I made all the preparations. Everything was ready to go. And then it was a geneva. Someone comes into the shul and steals the briefcase of the mayor. So now there's no sacking, there's no medicine. So now what do you do now? You can't blame me. I was good. Can I go send the guy to my house to get a backup kit, a backup set, a briefcase? So yeish, Rabbi Seinu, the Sfilei, the Molnu, I saw you, the Indoichnes, Ani Lakevan, Shaman Lomol, Lom Lomol. No, if you did everything, then you have a dispensation. You can tell a guy, you can do it. The Achakach, he's dealing over here specifically with the medication. So you have to be very careful exactly which situation. The medication disappears. So then you're allowed to do the bris mila, put yourself into a situation where now the baby is b'makom sakana, and now go to the pharmacy and go buy all the medicine b'machal shabbos.
You don't have to medication before the mila.
If you are poshea, that's clear, you're not allowed to do the bris mila. If you do not have the medication before the bris mila, it's more important not to mechal Shabbos. It's more important not to be mechal Shabbos. It's where we learned in the previous sifkad. No, you're not allowed to. If the goy, it's a malacha d'oraisa. No, that's what we learned the last two simanim. Telling a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa is aser. Afilu b'makom mila, it is aser if you could have done this before Shabbos. If you could have done this before Shabbos and you failed to make this preparation before Shabbos, and now you want to do it, and I'll have a guy do it, it is awesome. Oh, that's what we learned. That's what we learned. We learned clearly.
We have to go up and elevate Shabbos.
Elevate is not amlocha deraisa. That is not amlocha deraisa. And that even for Yisrael, you can go in an elevator. A Shabbos elevator. Everyone goes in an elevator today.
I'm not talking about a Shabbos elevator. You have to go up to an elevator, 10th floor.
Mutter.
You can tell a goy.
Because pressing an elevator button is not, is according to most poskim, if not all poskim, is not a malacha deraisa. It is not a malacha deraisa.
So
to tell a goy letzorach mitzvah, I want to go to shul, I want to daven, so it's letzorach mitzvah, it's a shavus de shavus. Amiru la'akumism is an iser de rabbanon. Pressing an elevator button is an Isser de Rabbanon, so it's a combination of two Isseri de Rabbanon, Litzorach Mitzvah, the mitzvah of going to Shul to Davin, Oynik Shabbos to get out of the house, sometimes Bikuch Nefesh, to be locked up with your wife for so many hours. So it's mutter. But if it's a Molocha de Araisa, then you're not allowed. B'mokoy Mitzvah, Molocha de Araisa, Amir Liakum is Osa. Even when it's a makom mitzvah. So here he's dealing with a very unique, you have to be very careful what I said, he's a very unique situation. He's dealing with medicine only. Everything is ready to go. And you brought the medicine. The medicine was here, but the medicine disappeared. So now, according to some opinions, since you did yours, you're not negligent, you can do the bris milah and bring the child into a matzav of sakana, and now you can tell the good. Now you yourself can be mechal Shabbos to make new medicine because I did everything I was supposed to do. V'yachach memele mechal of the Shabbos zeu das haraban avol hamor the bal hamor v'harash becholkin bezed v'sulei they're so machman chil Shabbos v'sulei the doichin es hamila they hold yedoich hamila. They disagree. They hold Yidoich HaMila, V'chein Nechvi HaAchroinim, and so do the Achroinim say that's too bad. If you don't have the medicine, and medicine by definition is something which you could prepare before Shabbos, there is no excuse to be Mechalel Shabbos and to put yourself in a situation where the baby will now come with the Bikuach Nefesh. Unbelievable. Okay, that's Talach. V'din Rechitza Satina Kodim HaMila L'Yacharecha Nisbar Berachayim Simen Shin Lam Aleph Ayin Sham. That is something that you can't do before Shabbos. since you can't prepare the baby, depending whatever the baby needs to be bathed before, a hot bath before and afterwards, those are things that you can't do before Shabbos. Whatever can't be done before Shabbos, so then of course you can do on Shabbos. That's laying in the cloud. I don't know what we do today. Anyone familiar with what we do today? Where the mother instruct the parents? They tell them not to have give the baby a bath. It's not healthy.
We do any of this.
Okay, but I don't know, maybe it's not healthy. The baby to change the baby's body temperature, give the baby a bath at night before. I don't know. Afterwards, who knows what the science is? Every day the science changes, probably.
They don't give a full bath until they live the same
building. So anyway, don't give a full bath until a certain age, or even just the baby.
A couple of days.
But even to bathe the baby, you bathe the baby, you're changing his body temperature. How does that affect? I don't know. Who knows? Everyone has a probably different. Every doctor probably has a different shita. Vida, you put the baby in the mikvah? Never heard that before, right? Never heard you put the baby in the mikvah.
I heard of a story, someone took the baby before the bris to the Ari's mikvah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And put the baby in the Ari's mikvah?
They couldn't do the bris after that.
After that. There is a minute though, this is shocking, to put the knife in the mikvah. There is such a minute. There is such a minute to dip the knife that the Moel used in the mikvah before he does a bris milah. I don't think the Moel will do this. But it is brought down. It is brought down such a thing. No one does that.
I've known of a rabbi that took the shofar to the mikvah before.
The shofar to the mikvah? Really? You're telling the truth? He put the shofar in the mikvah?
And he tried to blow it on the water.
Really? You're serious?
He used to go to the mikvah before.
You're serious?
Long
he put
the
shofar in the mikvah?
No.
He just took it with him.
He
didn't want anyone to steal it.
That I never heard of. So put the shofar in the mikvah. Look, this week's parash is about the mikvah. This week's parash, the Kohen goes to the mikvah five times. You know, we learned mikvah last year. I just had an observation about mikvah, is that just like the Kohen goes, he goes to the mikvah when he comes out of the Kodesh HaKadosh. Right? Go to the Kohen HaKadosh, you go to the mikvah. So why do you have to, you're coming out of it? When you're coming to do avoid the b'chol relative to the kodesh, you also have to go to mikvah. So my observation is, how come we don't find anywhere such a thing to go to mikvah in the Tzoy Shabbos? Going to mikvah Erev Shabbos, a big thing. Tosefes Kedusha, to add Kedusha by going to mikvah Erev Shabbos, a very big thing, among by chassid. But you don't find that when Shabbos is over, and
you
now
still
you
have Mulav Malka to go.
So after Mulav Malka,
you go to sleep, and in the morning.
So
you
Sunday morning.
Anyway.
No, there's not. The average person, many people, they go to mikvah Friday or Chol Shabbos. But you never heard
that's
such.
That's why you told me about your Kohen Gadol. The Rebbe.
Chayev l'taris atzmai berego for Yom Tov. But you don't find such a thing that bedavka when the yom is over, and now you're going into Yimei Chol, you should also go to mikvah to be meichin to prepare yourself for Yimei Chol. I don't know. Many people have a much bigger nisyonos during the weekday than they have on Shabbos. Okay, Shabbos during the weekday you're dealing with money. You're dealing with the computer. You're dealing with some very dangerous things. You need to be mitire yourself, be in the right frame of mind, much more during the weekday than you do for Shabbos.
That's why you're going every morning.
I'm talking about that there's no such thing. There's an idea of going before Shabbos, but there's some, my question is why the same way the Kohen Gadol he went to mikvah when he comes out of the Kodesh HaKadosh in preparation doing Avodah B'chol, l'chayr there should be an inyan of going to mikvah after a Yom Kadosh when you go down, when you prepare your mind to deal with the mundane matters of this world, which in fact are much more dangerous than Kodesh. And yet, nowhere in Kol Ve'Yoyne never came across anywhere such a thing that you should go to mikvah when the Yom Kodosh is over.
So you do like the
Yom Kippur. Birkas Habonim is supposed to be Motzei Shabbos after Abdullah.
When the Nisunas are greater.
Just do it Friday night. Right. That's okay. When we
this is the, my Ha'ara. Okay, these are my horrors. Let's go weiter. Let's go further. Okay, so let's go further over here. We're up to the next thing over here. We're on page 98. We're on the second column, the left side. The left side, the second line. The second line. V'dash, shekol machshirei milah shein deichin Shabbos, ein deichin gam yom tov. Don't make people somehow, they have this, they're confused. Someone told me the matter of this is that yom tov, since yelada du malacha on yom tov, lo'echol nefesh, and by extension, anything which is a necessity. So some people want to be matter doing malacha to be more maker when it comes to bris milah on Yom Tov. because there's no because the yulada do malacha le'ochel nefesh. So the same way you can do letzarech, you can do shaloi letzarech, right? You're allowed to carry a sitter to shul, just like why you allowed to carry a sitter to carry on Shabbos, because you need it for mitorch shehutu letzarech chutu shaloi letzarech. So maybe when it comes to bris milah, you can also do things that you ordinarily could not do on a Shabbos, you can do on a yontif. No, he said that's a big mistake. Shekol machshirei milah she'ein dechen Shabbos ein dechen gam yontif levad. There is an exception. Shesheichakin lo kamoin b'yontif. You can grind up kamoin. Kamoin is
the medicine.
The hoyle v'roy l'kader, because you can use this for food. You can put this into your pot, and since you're allowed to grind it up on Shabbos, tchina, spices, you can do it for food. So, mainly, you can do it as a medicine for the baby. You can grind, you can beat wine and mix them up, because since you can do the same thing if you were eating it for food, so now when you want to use it as a medicine, you can do it for the baby. And it's simple, but there is one thing to be aware of. Yom HaKippurim, Dina Kishabbos. Yom HaKippurim is no different than Shabbos. There's no eating, there is no heter of doing malacha at all on Yom HaKippurim, period. And therefore, all of the restrictions of Shabbos apply equally to Yom HaKippurim. Ois Yud Gimel. The Kasa Rabbeinu Ramah, B'Sim V'Sibayz, the Mutal V'Taltal Hoizem Malacha Hamila V'Hatzniyoy B'Chotzer Ham'Urav Avagav De'in Tzorach Loi Oid, B'Ois HaShabbos, to Holoi Huksa B'Ein HaShmoshayis, this is Murdik and Yisod in Milchus Muksa. After you finish the bris milah, generally, let's talk, there's no bris milah, and you have a knife, a moil has a knife lying on the table. Are you allowed to move the knife on a regular Shabbos? Muksa machmas chisoron kis. You'll say, oh, but I can cut the onions, I can cut my challah. No, you're not going to cut the challah. You're not going to cut the challah. They'll ban you as a moil when they find out that you use the sakin for milah to use for the challah.
Same thing with the shvita.
So therefore it's muksa. So if it's muksa, so basically using it on Shabbos is chil Shabbos. But I'm allowed to be mechal Shabbos for bris milah. But the moment the bris milah is over and it's on the table, it reverts back to being muksa. You're not allowed to carry the knife. So he says, incredible chilish, no, it's not muksa. Because since, when is muksa kick in? The laws of muksa kick in bein hashmoshes, the beginning of Shabbos. Since tomorrow, on this day, you're planning on doing a bris milah, the sakin of the moyel is not muksa, bein hashmoshes, because I'm going to use it tomorrow, l'tzarech mitzvah. Nimela, even when the bris milah is over, it remains not muksa. I have no need for it any longer today. The bris milah was done, but being that bein hashmoshes, it was not muksa, so it cannot possibly muksa for the remainder of the day. Are you citing muksa? And again, the laws of bris milah. So when the bris milah is over, the moyel can pack up his instruments, and he can put them away for safekeeping, and there's no issue. He doesn't have to go and be careful not to touch it more than necessary.
Why, something, let's say the baby got sick and you didn't do the milah, is the sakin still muksa? Not muksa?
What do you mean?
Prepare the sakin for her bris. It's not muksa.
Yeah.
Then the last minute they couldn't do the bris.
It doesn't matter. Since you were was mutter for you,
even though it wasn't used.
Since when Shabbos began, the plan was to do the bris. All systems go. The muksa was lifted. There's no muksa. This is what he says. Now here the Aruch HaShulchan. This is the Ramah. Okay, the Ramah writes this. This is the sheet of the Ramah. Aruch HaShulchan takes issue with Ramah. Einoi muvan klal. Ma'in huksa ben hashmoshes l'kan. I don't understand this. He says, "Dezer lo yamin rak b'davar shenase roi b'shabes ach migu diskatzol ben hashmoshes diskatzol l'kul yuma." That's when it comes something that is roi for Shabbos. So since davar shenase roi b'shabes ach migu diskatzol ben hashmoshes v'loi b'davar shu etzem muksa. This principle of migu diskatsoi, the Aruch HaShulchan saying, is only true when it comes to something that's fit for Shabbos, be'etzer, food, egg. Let's talk about an egg that was laid on Shabbos. So since the egg, or what's the example? So the table. Okay, things which are be'etzer muksa. The sakin shomil, he's coming to make a distinction. The sakin shomil, bevadai hu muksa yoiser, Misakin shel katzavim, the knife of a butcher, b'neishe makpidin alav, because it's valuable. V'lehutu raklin mitzvah v'shnase mitzvaser osir l'taltolai. Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with the Ramah. and holds the moment the bris milah is over, the isur muksa is chal upon the knife, and you can't move it. You're not allowed to move it. Period. So what do the ba'alim do today? What do they do? What do they do today? They leave it on the table. That's our hashocha. The ramah disagrees. Oh, what about the lumdis we just applied? That since bein hashmashos it was not muksa, so he differentiates. That's only for something which be'etzem is not muksa for Shabbos. Food or any type of utensil, any type of instrument which you're going to plan to use, which is an object which is be'etzem. I don't have a good example now, Mama. I don't know, can't think of anything.
How could there be an example? I don't understand. How can there be an example?
So what's the class?
For Shabbos, it's not muksa.
But let's say you could.
You have an easy example. Let's say you have a two-way radio for a taller guy. There's no muktzah for it.
But that the whole Shabbos is mutter because it's sakana. That's a whole different.
Someone else wants to touch it. It's
muktzah
for someone else.
That's a cliche.
That's exactly what his point is.
That's
his point. That since the knife is a klila isur, and the only reason we're matter is when he's making the bris, so it stays also. In fact, you would have to say that if someone else wants to go ahead and bring the knife. I don't know, you have to see what he says, but you could learn that, I don't have an example.
We have to right now just theoretically speaking, he's differentiating between different situations. A knife of a moil be'etzem is something which is muksa always. It's always muksa. Muksa mach masa sarin kids. For this particular situation, for this moment, it's going to be muta. But once it's over, it reverts back to being usher. And the principle of Nigud is Katsoy, Ben Hashmash's principle, is not applicable to a mux, this type of utensil. That applies to other things, like food items, things which are normally mutter. It just so happens to be that since Ben Hashmash is, let's say it was a bosses, maybe that's an example, it was a bosses. Something that was muksa was sitting on top of it. Like the classic example of the dining room table. If you light candles on the dining room table, so the shalheves, the flame, is muksa. The flame is muksa. And the flame is supported by the leichter. And the leichter is supported by the tray. And the tray is supported by the table. So everything becomes a support. And the table is supported by the house. So if you have an RV, you're not allowed to push from the outside. The RV, right? You're not allowed to push the RV from the outside. So everything is supporting the flame. So everything becomes a buses. So even though, what do you mean? But the what's muksa? The flame is muksa. The flame is going to go out after 2 hours. It's only a 2-hour candle. So after 2 hours, the flame goes out. So the table has to remain muksa. Everything has to remain muksa. Migu diskat soy leben hashmashos. It's got soy lekul yum. Everything. So what about the other way around? Then you have situation. Okay, I don't know the exact way around.
If you have, let's say,
you put on the table a knife, or you put on the table food. So then the table is not only supporting the flame; it's all supporting the food. Then it's mutter. Then it would be mutter if you would take away. If a guy would on their own would take it away, it would be mutter to move the table. The yeisha kasu b'neishem muksa lechatzis Shabbos. Another yisrael. Some hold that there's no muksa lechatzis Shabbos. Another reason why you can be matter. Nothing to do with migu de iskat soy. There's a principle that's either all or nothing. So therefore, since it's mutter, the knife is mutter for half of Shabbos until the bris meal, so it's mutter for the remainder of Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't understand that either. V'zeh tamua, v'zeh yoyser tamua. My inyan zeh l'zeh. I never heard of such a thing of new halachas. People, when they say this thing, there's no muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. Ukvar yisigu al zeh. And already the Taz already took issue with the Ramah. The Ramah's chiddush of Nigud Iskat Soy applies to the second Shalmila is a chiddush that it's mutter. The Taz also disagrees. Uviemes b'maharil nimsa she'asel tatla sakin nachar amila. The Maharil holds that it's also. The Maharil holds that once the meal is over, not like the Ramah. V'zeh she'kasu b'shem Ramban that ma'achah she'tutulu b'heter mechzir osel le'izabokim she'yirtzeh. V'tarcha b'chavon asoy. What's pshat in the Ramban. The Ramban sends its mutter. Well, how could the Ramban say this? The Tarchu bekavanasai yearly the Hachi Kamar the Kol Muksa Kishatovsa Biyadai Rashai. That's a separate halacha. This is nothing to do with part of Shabbos. Whole Shabbos Nigudis Katsai. That's a general rule in the laws of Muksa. If a person by mistake, by accident, picks up an object that's Muksa, you pick up a hammer. you're not planning on opening nuts. Okay, you just accidentally you pick up your cell phone. Okay, happens all the time, right? People have a cell phone, wake up in the morning, it's second nature, they pick up their cell phone. Cell phone is muksa machmas. Some will tell you machmas mios. Some will tell you machmas chasarin kiris. Some will tell you muksa machmas, I don't know, machmas iser, all different types of muksa. But let's say you pick up tashas muksa machmas iser, because you're doing malachas by operating the cell phone. You pick it up, so where do I put it down? I said, drop it? No. You can put it down now wherever you want. Once already the muksa came into your hand, you can put it down wherever you want to put it down, any room you want. So same thing. Once already the moil is holding the knife, and he did the bris milah, so as long as the knife is in my hands, I didn't put it down yet, I can put it down wherever I want. I go to a safe place where it's not going to be, wherever I want, it's fine. But Aruch HaShulchan stands his ground and he says, if you put the knife down, I disagree with the Ramah. You put the knife down after the finish of the Bris Milah because you want to go make what it gets. That's it. The knife is muksa. You can't touch it. Avim Shanichoi Vada di Osa Lutalvai. Yudal the Yiruli, Sushabis Yiruli, the Kavana Rabin Ramah, what's Pshat in the Ramah? Why is Ramah so makel? The Ulai Huxo, but the Nashmoshes who Amina is Katolikul Yuma, the Loy Hoya Mutu Lutalvai Rak Pshasimu the Mamish. Avim Kavan, the Loy Shai Huxo, but the Nashmoshes Elukashu Etzem Muksa. Muksa hu drabanan aminan de chutu leitotula b'shas hamila v'gam liyachar hamila ad shematzil kiroi. The time of Rabbi, so he's saying over here, is just going back to what he said before, that since muksa is only nisam drabanan and you're allowed to do a bris milah, so there's a special dispensation. I don't really understand what he's saying more than he said before. The time Rabbi Ika b'mil, so the kevin Rabbanan he took muksa zum mishum amilah l'chin kol masha shayich la'amilah. Part of the thing, you all put it away, like the hatzalah call. You're allowed to go back. You're allowed to go on that hatzalah call, so when you finish the call, you can go back, you can park in the driveway, you can go back and forth and make sure you're just right in the driveway. Even though during the week, I'm not so careful to park so perfectly, but on Shabbos, I have nothing else to do, so I can try it again to get into the spot just perfectly. That's the way you do it. So when it comes to Bris Milah, you're putting your back into a part of the mitzvah. To prepare before and afterwards. That's really what it means over there. So therefore, Pasloch L'maisa, it comes to the Mazur, the Ramah, it's all part of the service. If Chazal were mad to you to do a Bris Milah, it's not logical that they told you when you finish the Bris Milah, drop the knife. It's not Mistava. You do the Bris Milah, the Torah says you can do the Bris Milah, so when you finish the Bris Milah, you can take the knife and put it back in your briefcase, clean it, make sure everything is fine and good for the next time, and put it away. That's the normal. What? Clean that in the next one. So this is the Chiddush, this is the Lomish Sugya, another Lomish topic to talk about on a Bris Milah B'Shabbos. What is the status of the knife after you finish the Bris Milah, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ramah? You get into the nitty gritty of the Lomdis of Nigudis Katsoy, the Lomdis of Emus L'Chati Shabbos, and the Lomdis in general of Mux. Okay, we'll stop over here, we'll take a short break, and